We have got a really, really fabulous Sidewalk Radio Extra today, where we're going to be exploring the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival through the eyes, ears, and instruments of some of the city's favorite bands. And today, we're getting on the line with Ben Jaffe of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. This is a precursor to their performance in April at the New Orleans Jazz Festival in the Big Easy.
Yes.
Gene Kansas, how are you?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
Good. Were you expecting room service? It's been forever, man. I haven't seen you in person for years, but I'll definitely never, ever forget you from growing up. I never saw you without an instrument, and I'm not at all surprised to know how successful you've been. It's fun to have you on the line. Let's tell, you know, the folks who'll be listening to this a little bit about your personal history, you know, with New Orleans and also with Preservation Hall and Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
My parents go back to the very early days of Preservation Hall. They became involved with a group of people who were holding these sort of informal gatherings at a gallery on St. Peter Street, and that was the community that my parents stepped into and became involved with. And out of those, salon sessions grew this idea for Preservation Hall.
Well, I think, you know, most people do know, but for those who don't, Preservation Hall is a physical place. And not many bands have that legacy. So I'm curious to know, you know, why that's important and what responsibility, if any, you feel as being a steward to that heritage?
I mean, I think all bands need to, I mean, I think all styles of music need a home. It's an incredible blessing, you know, to have that tradition. We take it very personally, a part of us and part of our past, and will be part of our future and part of our legacy. It's a lot of weight, you know, on your shoulders. And
yeah.
Preservation Hall has come to reflect that, you know. And that's when we play there, it's like playing at a church, you know. It is basically our church, you know. And the experience is very, very spiritual. It's a very spiritual experience coming to Preservation Hall. You know, our music today is, you know, what we're doing and playing today is as relevant as jazz was 100 years ago. When it was, you know, the popular music of its day, you know, and I think that's an amazing thing. I think it's something that people in New Orleans are already aware of. It's kind of arriving, you know, at this very new place after, you know, 50 years into its history is really amazing. Most bands at this age are sort of, you know, resting on their laurels. You wouldn't expect something new to come out of a 50-year-old band, you know, and that, I find that really, really gratifying, because I really think that is really what embodies the philosophy and spirit of Preservation Hall.
When you're kicking around the Jazz Fest as just the participant, a concert goer, what do you like to do and what do you like to eat? I mean, I know where I'll be, but you know, tell me what you.
Yeah,
enjoy.
I mean more than anything, I like to go. I like to go hear my favorite bands. I love to eat, I love the African village and the international cuisine. But, you know, more than anything, I love being able to go hear musicians talk up in the grandstand, at the Folklife stage. You know, I like to be able to go to Congo Square. You know, I just like to be backstage and, like, you know, just see who you run into.
You have any lined up for this year that people need to know about?
We're not announcing any special guests with the band this year. We're going to be performing over in the blues tent and, hope to see everybody come out for that show. And then we just have a lot of exciting stuff, man. We're going to be sitting in with Pretty Lights at his show over at Champion Square near the Superdome, and we're going to be playing, I think, something like 7 shows at Preservation Hall over Jazz Fest. And, you know, every year a lot of, you know, our friends stop by and sit in with us at the hall. We just felt like, you know, this year was really about the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and, you know, celebrating the band's history and the being on the poster this year. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people stopping by to, you know, give their props and their respects.
I've kind of always wondered, how did you pick the tuba, or did the tuba pick you?
Well, my father was a tuba player. You know, I think that was part of my inspiration for playing. You know, it's one of those things that was always around, you know, just kind of like, you know, in the house, was easy to get to, you know. Plus, you know, it's just such a big and, you know, big horn. And you know, New Orleans, it's not that odd for people to actually play the tuba. It's, you know, fairly common. So, you know, it didn't feel, you know, that unusual. Plus, you know, growing up in the French Quarter, and my first music teacher was Walter Payton when I was at McDonough 15. That was, you know, the instrument that I played there. So before I ever switched over to, before I ever studied or switched to string bass, it was always the tuba.
Let's tell people what they'll be in store for when they come see you and hear you all at Jazz Fest.
Oh, man, you know, we're going to be doing some selections off from our new album and some of our classics, celebrating the band's history. So it's great. It's really a show that really, you know, takes you through the whole history of Preservation Hall. And, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, last night we had a great show. I mean, there were so many people from so many ages, and, you know, having a great time. We went and worked in a school today, and just amazing to see how many, you know, all the young kids listening to jazz and inspired by what we're doing. It's amazing.
Well, keep up the great work. I'm so happy that we got to chat.
Thank you so much, man. So good to catch up with you.